Sit back, relax, and just close your eyes. In a very few moments, you're going to be more relaxed than you've ever known yourself to be. I'm going to mention certain parts of your body, and as I do, I want you to just feel that part begin to relax. Just feel that part just begin to relax. In order to help you relax, I want you to imagine yourself in a wonderfully magical forest. It's almost nighttime. The sky is a beautiful indigo blue. The stars are just coming out, and the moon is lighting up the rich forest trees. Off in the distance, you hear the hypnotic sounds of a bubbling brook, and the crickets seem to be lulling you to sleep. As you lie motionless, you begin noticing a wonderfully white light just above your head. This white light is the most relaxing light you can imagine. And as it begins to lower around the crown of your head, you seem to be touched with a desire and willingness to relax deeper and deeper with every breath you take. Continuing to lower now, it begins to touch the forehead. And as it does, I want you to feel all the little worry lines, all the little frown lines, all of the little lines in the forehead just seem to disappear. The forehead smooths out. It feels so relaxed. And you feel this relaxing light coming down around the eyes. Now, the eyelids seem to become very, very heavy. So heavy, they don't even seem to want to open. They may flutter a little bit, and that's okay. Just feel how heavy they are. And the relaxation comes down around the facial muscles now. All the little muscles in the facial area just begin to relax. Relaxation comes further down around the mouth now. All the hundreds of little muscles around the mouth just start to relax. So much so that the lower jawbone becomes heavy and the teeth part. The mouth may even open up a little bit with relaxation as you continue deeper and deeper relaxed. Feel this relaxation now around the lower jawbone and behind the ears. All the little nerve endings behind the ears just seem to relax as you continue deeper and deeper and even deeper. The relaxation goes to the back of the neck now. Down around the shoulders. So much tension seems to go to our shoulders. But now you feel the shoulders just begin to relax. You can even feel them drop a little. The relaxation seems to go to the backbone now. As it goes down the spinal column, it seems to go out to the sides. that every muscle, every nerve, and every fiber in the back just seems to relax. The relaxation seems to come now to the small of the back and around the bottom. This warm sense of relaxation comes to the back of the thigh now and into the hollow of the knee, around the calf of the leg, around the heel, to the bottom of the foot. And each and every toe just relaxes even more and more. As you go deeper, deeper, and even deeper, calm, very peaceful, very relaxed. And now, if necessary, allow yourself to shift your body however you need to in order to become even more comfortable and become even more and more relaxed. That's right. We're going to proceed to relax the rest of you now, starting with the throat muscles. Feel the throat muscles just start to relax. The relaxation comes down the fronts of the shoulders, down the upper arms, over the elbows, down the forearms, to the hands. And each and every finger just relaxes more and more and more. As you go deeper, deeper, and deeper, relaxed. Just relaxing. You're doing so very, very well now as you continue to relax. Feel the relaxation now coming back to the throat muscles, down into the chest, and all the muscles and organs within the chest now just begin to relax. This relaxation continues down to the torso area and the stomach area, and all the muscles and organs within the stomach area just seem to relax. This warm, comfortable sensation of relaxation goes down into the thighs, over the knees, down the shin bones, across the instep of the foot, and into each foot itself. And then each and every toe just relaxes more and more as you go deeper and deeper. Relax deeper. And you continue deeper and even deeper calm. Very, very relaxed. Now, I want you to imagine yourself standing in this forest, and at the base of your feet is a beautiful ancient stone stairway that leads downward into a very safe, very pleasant valley of relaxation. This staircase will lead you into a profound state of deep, deep hypnosis. We're going to go down these stairs now. As I count backwards from 10 to 0, each number will take you even deeper and deeper and even deeper. 10. Take that first step down. 9. Deeper and deeper. 8. Way down now. 7. Deeper and deeper. 6. Deeper. Feeling very, very relaxed. 5. Deeper and deeper. 4. You're going into a deep state of hypnosis now. 3. Going even deeper. 2. Relaxed to even move. Feeling very, very calm. 1. At the next number, you will enter this beautiful place of peace and tranquility called deep, deep hypnosis. More relaxed and peaceful than you've ever known yourself to be. Zero. You are now in a wonderfully deep, wonderfully relaxing state of hypnosis. And just drifting down deeper and deeper now. It can be a relaxing and even educational to watch a masterpiece being built. A thing of beauty, a thing of strength, a thing of the most articulate nature. And I wonder if you know what's involved in building a cocoon, a place of protection, change, and metamorphosis. I don't know everything involved, but I remember watching as a child, as a very unremarkable caterpillar, came to the realization that it's time for a change. It's time to take the steps necessary to cast away the unremarkable exterior and allow the beauty that lives inside to come out. The caterpillar surveyed its surroundings, looking for the right way to go about this. Obvious that safety and health are the primary concerns. And so I watched as the caterpillar began weaving its silk, uncommonly strong, amazingly resilient, yet flexible, around the stem of a sturdy leaf, winding around and around and around, doing what it must to build a solid foundation for change. Around and around and around. And now, as you imagine yourself walking through that valley of relaxation, you come across the majestic sheer face of a small mountain made entirely from marble. Noticing a round entrance situated in the center of this mountain, you move your feet across the gravel walkway and begin to wander inside. As you make your way down the round hallway, ribbed with arches every few yards, you can hear the wind at your back and feel it moving past you, in and out, like the waves of the ocean. Moving on, you come to a fork in the hallway leading to two dirty, musty, dimly lit chambers. You immediately realize that these chambers were once amazingly beautiful. Seeing a mop, a sponge, and a bucket against the far wall, you begin to go to work on a small area of the chamber. The beautifully intricate patterns of pink marble with red veins immediately begins to unfold before your eyes. It's absolutely beautiful, just as you expected. And while you'd love to stop and study it, you've got a lot more work to do. So you scrub, rinse, and dry one area, then move to the next as more and more of the beautifully pristine chambers become visible. Scrub, rinse, dry, scrub, rinse, dry. And as your conscious mind continues, scrub, rinse, dry, scrub, rinse, dry. Imagine yourself now standing in a warm, shallow pond of sparkling, pure, absolutely clean water. This is the most pure, cleansing water you've ever seen. In front of you is a tall waterfall, and the water comes down in a smooth, undisturbed sheet, glistening and barely rippling the still water of the pond. And as you move closer, you begin to see a mirror image in the glassy waterfall. It's a reflection of the perfectly healthy, smoke-free you. A reflection of perfection. This reflection is healthy and happy, inside and out. And as you approach the waterfall, you stretch your palms outward until they meet those of your reflection of perfection. Feeling the warm water as your fingertips intersect with your reflection, just imagine all the nicotine, tar, and other carcinogens in your fingertips being washed away. As you continue to move forward, merging and becoming one with your reflection of perfection, notice as all the nicotine, tar, and other carcinogens wash away from your lower arms all the way up to your elbows, leaving behind only an energetic, vibrant, naturally healthy you. You can feel the goosebumps rising all over your body as the sound of the waterfall becomes louder, and you greet the smiling face of your reflection. In a few moments, I'm going to offer you some suggestions. You will find these suggestions easy to enjoy and easy to accept. You will accept them because when you act on these suggestions, you will achieve greater levels of health and well-being. By accepting these suggestions, you will preserve your body more effectively, and your job to stay healthy will be much, much easier. From this point forward, you are a non-smoker. You easily and effortlessly turn down cigarettes, not only because you're a non-smoker, but also because you simply don't want cigarettes. If someone is smoking around you, the smoke may or may not bother you, but in any case, it won't make you want a cigarette because smoke doesn't do that to non-smokers, and you are now a non-smoker. Again, you're a non-smoker now. You cherish your lungs, mouth, and skin, and you'll never again subject them to the torture of a cigarette. For a week or so after your last cigarette, if you crave sugar or feel dehydrated, realize that this is a natural reaction and does not mean you need a cigarette. These are not nicotine withdrawals, but natural reactions while your body adjusts your blood sugar levels and rehydrates your cells. So rather than eating junk food and drinking colas or coffee, eat fresh fruit and drink a healthy supply of water. The fruit will help ease low blood sugar, and the water will help to rehydrate your cells. Again, if you find yourself craving sweets or fluids, you will satisfy those cravings with fresh fruits and water. Secondly, one of the benefits of smoking is that it forces smokers to take short breaks from work, family, stress, etc., and perhaps even to spend some time outside. To avoid that benefit from attracting you back to smoking, and to alleviate situations where nervous energy may build up, you'll take as many breaks and spend as much time outside as you did before the session. You'll continue to give yourself breaks and time outside, but as a non-smoker now. Taking one more step now, the warm water begins washing the nicotine and other toxins away from your upper arms, the front of your legs, and torso. Already you feel healthier. Your posture and demeanor are now that of a naturally trim, active, healthy person. One more step. The water washes comfortably over your face, head, shoulders, torso, hips, and down to your legs, taking with it all the toxins your body doesn't need. And as you take that final step through, the water cleanses your entire body, and you find yourself standing in the second chamber, dry and relaxed, feeling healthier and more energetic than you have felt in a very long time. And you continue now to clean up the last few inches of the chamber. Scrub, rinse, dry. Scrub, rinse, dry. Scrub, rinse, dry. You look over the chamber and smile to yourself with satisfaction as you realize that you've completed your task. You've cleaned every inch of these chambers, and they are beautiful. Yet your job is not done. You will continue to work at keeping these chambers clean and beautiful, making sure that they never again get so filthy and musty. And as you continue to watch the cocoon, you begin to notice some movement as the most amazing butterfly begins emerging. And as you realize how easily and naturally change occurs, the butterfly, completely transformed and metamorphosized, begins taking flight. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count to five. And with each number I count, you'll become more aware, more alert, returning to a wakeful state and feeling wonderful and refreshed. One, integrating all the suggestions you've received and everything you've learned here today. Two, faculty is returning now as you become more aware of yourself and your surroundings. Three, allowing yourself to gently return to wakeful awareness. Four, with a nice big deep breath, stretch out your arms and legs. Take a nice big stretch. And five, eyes open, wide awake, feeling wonderful and refreshed.